You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has started a new week, and it's around about 35 minutes into the trading session. With me is Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and this is the opening. Greg, should we start with sport, actually, today? Well done to the Bucks winning the Rugby Championship. Well done to England beating Wales. Well done to Manchester United thrashing poor Frank Lampard's Chelsea.
Yeah, it was actually quite a thrilling weekend, really, especially for Man United fans. And a little bit of trepidation going into that, quite a big game to open with. And it looks like we've got some new talent coming through at Man United. It was an entertaining game.
It was entertaining. I thought Chelsea actually dominated until that second goal went in. But anyway, never mind that. Let's have a look at Stock Exchange new service announcements. And we got one here from a company called Omnia, Greg. Pricing and proposed rights offer, conclusion of shareholding underwriting agreement, and withdrawal of cautionary share price. I'm going to refresh my screen, but when I last saw it, it was down 8.6%. What are the details of the rights offer?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. There's going to be an extra 100 million shares, and the rights offer is going to take place at 20 rand a share. I suppose the most interesting is to see the underwriters, and it was basically everybody that's a big shareholder anyway. So they probably thought, well, look, we're so far into this, we might as well pump in new money. Intention is to raise an extra 2 billion, which market might also think is a little bit light as well, because I think the hole was a bit bigger than that, but certainly that'll keep them going for a little bit longer. The share price reacting negatively, down 6% now, so it's off the worst levels, trading at 32 rand. But I think none of this is too much of a big surprise. I suppose we were all waiting to see what price it would be done. There were some rumors of drastic price drops of, you know, talk of 5 rand and so on. So 20 rand probably was expected.
Yes. Let's have a look at Libstyle's trading update now, Greg. It says here, against the backdrop of a weak retail and consumer environment, the group is reasonably satisfied with its overall performance. In other words, it's not satisfied at all. If it says reasonably, don't you think?
Yeah, they would obviously then, in the way that I read that, is they'd want it to be a lot better. But, you know, there's the best they could have expected under the circumstances. The share, it's quite an interesting share to watch because it's got such a wide gap between the buyers and sellers. The share is trading at 8 Rand 44. 3,000 shares have traded, and that's 26,000 Rand. The strongest buyers for 30,000 shares at 6 Rand 18 is a seller for 23,008 Rand 44. So for me, for trading or even investing, that's too wide a gap between the buying and selling to get a real idea of where the share should be trading.
They're saying reasonably satisfied. Sorry to interrupt. It says total basic and diluted earnings per share likely to be between 23.7 and 33.7 down. Is that satisfactory?
I suppose they will. It's a glass half full argument that we often have from these companies. They probably saying it could be a lot worse. It wasn't as bad as they were expecting.
Total basic and diluted headline earnings per share, on the other hand, are expected to be between 45 and 55% better. That's obviously something to do with tax or some accounting nicety going on there.
Yeah, I was just shuffling the chairs on the Titanic there a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else on Sens?
I think the big one was definitely the Omnia. That's going to grab headlines today.
Right, okay. Over the weekend we saw, I didn't notice that over the weekend. I was so absorbed in sport. Dollar Rand, 15.34, Greg. 15.34.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to grab all the headlines in the market today. But I mean, even when we sat down here, it was around 15.20. So these are worst levels. We definitely in a 52 week worst levels. Previously we got to sort of 15.10 and rallied from there.
Yes, indeed. British pound against the rand now 18.50, and the euro rand 17.14, with the euro dollar 111.75. So that's a stronger US dollar, weaker euro. And if we have a look at commodities and the impact on the gold price of that, well, we're back below 1500. 14.90 is the gold price this morning, down $7 an ounce. The platinum price is 8.58, which is down $3.50. And palladium, Greg, please.
Yeah, up $5, trading at 14.30.
Right. In the United States on Friday, the Dow Jones was down 90, but the Dow Jones futures at the moment are up 65. There's a bit of flip-flopping going on there. The Nasdaq was down 1%, the S&P was down 2/3, FTSE down up 0.5%, and in the Far East this morning, Tokyo up 0.4%, Shanghai up 1.5%. and the Hang Seng down 0.2%. The Hong Kong story is getting quite nasty. I don't know if you've been watching it on the international television stations and reading about it, Greg, but it's now 10 weeks of violent protests. And I saw an interview with a chap who's got a chain of clothing stores throughout the region. He says his turnover is down 30% since this started, which is not insignificant.
Yeah, I was watching quite a bit of CNN on the weekends, and they were focusing very much on it. I mean, it's just unprecedented, really, and people are protesting. I mean, even the airport there, and I mean, I suppose it's certainly going to impact on retailers and certainly on possible tourism. You know, people just super cautious of going there. But I think it sort of comes back to a theme where they obviously want to be independent or out of China's control, and obviously China wants to control them, and it's difficult to see the way that they can move forward from here, I suppose.
Yeah, indeed, and the Chinese authorities have warned Britain to stop meddling. I don't know how Britain could be meddling. It's nothing to do with them. We handed it over, or they handed it over to China, and now all the problems have started. It's a little bit of a simplistic analysis, but anyway, Greg, this week we've got results out from ABSA, Metair, Goldfields, Truworths, and Resilience. And the Truworths story is an interesting one because I noticed Sky News seems to have a mole within the Truworths camp because they were the ones that spoke about the company before, and suddenly they're saying that they're going to be closing 50% of their UK stores.
Yeah, somebody's got a friend at Sky News that works there, and the one sense announcement was more or less provoked by a news article. So, yeah, this is going to be really interesting to watch. The share price sitting around 59 Rand at the moment. And certainly, you were saying some of the banks are going to report this week. That's also going to be a good barometer of the economy. So far, we've had a Nedbank and I think Standard Bank. Nedbank was poor and Standard Bank wasn't too bad.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at things that are not too bad and are bad this morning when it comes to the top five and bottom five performers on the JSE Securities Exchange. Maybe you want to start with the top five, please, Greg.
Sorry, my shin, it's gone.
Okay, I'll start it. I've got Harmony up 3.4%. I'm refreshing at the moment, but until that. And then we've got Cap up 3.3%. Goldfields, a 3.1% winner. Massmart up 3%. And AB InBev, also nearly 3% higher. Harmony actually 3.1% higher now. AB InBev has moved up to number 3, 2.7% higher. Mediclinic, 2.5% to the good. And Goldfields up 2.3%. And that's against the backdrop of the gold price down $7. But still, we've got two South African gold miners in the top five, and that's obviously a Rand story.
Yes, I mean, that's the thing. I was looking at the gold index as you were running through the commodity prices, and you know, gold's well off the last week's highs, but the gold index is up nearly 2%, obviously, with those, you know, with I think the market starting to price in this Rand is going to stay weak here. Goldfields and Harmony knocked back a little bit last week. So gold bull market seems to have sort of many sort of legs to it, and sometimes it's obviously a better gold price, which definitely helps, but then sometimes it's a weaker end. So it's got a lot of drivers, this gold bull market at the moment.
On the downside, Kumba Iron Ore down just over 3%, Fortress B down 2.75%, Anglo Platinum down 2.4%, MC Group, that's multi-choice, of course, down 1.1%, yeah. And Altron is a 1.1% loser as well. I was looking to look at iron ore price over the weekend, a chart. It was destroyed recently, Greg. I mean, after such a fantastic run, it really doesn't look particularly good right now. It looks as though it might have peaked in the short to medium term.
Yeah, you look at that chart and you sort of overlay it's almost a Bitcoin-type pullback there, really. And I think the iron ore market somehow got overheated. I think Wayne McCurry was saying on the show that iron ore, you know, once it gets to a certain price, you know, north of $100, it's just so much production that they can ramp up. I think it all started off when those mines in South America went offline and everybody. But you could see it was a bubble, but I mean, you never know when these things are going to burst.
Okay, the only other thing we've got to talk about this week is retail sales. That's coming out on Wednesday, but otherwise it's a very quiet week in South Africa when it comes to data releases. Anything else you're seeing, Greg?
I believe that Tencent is reporting on Wednesday. I'll just get some data on that and see what's expected. That obviously move NASPAS, and that's certainly the traders' favourites. NASPAS at the moment up 75 Rand a share. It's having a good morning, up 2%.
And good morning to you too. That was the opening with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.